It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Moving Monday edition, 888-702-5494. Scott in OKC was on with us. Scott, are you there? We got you back.
Yeah, I'm here.
So you're going down Mount Eagle Mountain. Now, they have those runaway chutes, too, but you didn't need one of those, right?
No, I was actually already past the last one.
Okay.
And, you know, we're allowed to weigh up to 80,000 pounds, and the load I had, I was grossed out at almost 78,000. So I was only doing about 25 miles per hour coming down the mountain. And the only thing that I can think, you know, you've got your front tires, and you got your two sets of tandems on your tractor, then you got your two sets of tandems on your trailer, which comes up to 18 wheels. Well, on the passenger side, the back two wheels were missing by the time I got stopped.
I saw the picture.
What I'm thinking is the outside tire came apart, and the rubber wrapped around. There's a solid steel bracket that comes off the frame that holds your mud flap, and I'm thinking that the rubber came apart on that outside tire, wrapped around that steel bracket, and then the tire blew. Well, when those tires blow, they're like a stick of dynamite going off, because that solid steel bracket was bent at a 90-degree angle and was right above where the inside tire was. So I'm thinking that blew, pulled that bracket in and punctured the inside tire. But it was just before sunrise when this happened, and my 18-wheeler was all of a sudden a 16-wheeler, and those back two wheels were gone. So I've got metal hitting the it was a light show, Bill. I'm just thinking the
one
behind me. But
which way
going,
were you going down? Were you going east or west?
Toward Atlanta. I deliver in Atlanta.
Oh, that actually is more steep, I think, than the other way.
Yeah, it is. It's much more steep. Matter of fact, we're required by law to stop at the top of that mountain going that way and check our brakes. There's a place for us to pull off, and we're supposed to check our brakes and make sure, because that is so steep.
So you are, by law, if you're going that direction, you've got to stop at the top of Mount Eagle, have the brakes checked. And then I notice there's always a lot of slow semis getting back on. So you want to keep it around. You were only going, what, 25?
Well, if you weigh between 75,000, and I think I'm telling you this right, but if you weigh between 75,000 and 80,000, the speed limit is 25 miles per hour. If you're between 70 and 75,000, it's 35 miles an hour. So there's different speed limits going down depending on your weight. And like I say, I was almost 80,000, so the speed limit for me was 25. It was quite an experiment. I was in no danger because I still had 16 wheels.
Right.
It just made me stop, you know, and which made me miss my delivery, so we had to reschedule for the next day. But, you know, if I can, just real quick, you know, if you're ever – one thing that irritates the hell out of me is these people that get behind semis and tailgate them because they think they're getting good fuel mileage because they're drafting.
Right.
Guys, if a tire blows, your car is going to get damaged because that's like a stick of dynamite going off, and that's going to throw big – pieces of heavy rubber right back at you.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that people actually draft on semis thinking that's going to really help with gas mileage, right? I didn't even know that was
a
thing.
They think they're getting good. What's really scary is when it's raining outside, you'll get motorcycles that get right up on behind us because we're blocking the rain.
And I have never seen that. Wow.
You never know, you know, because we've got a pretty high clearance, so we can clear stuff that's in the.
Are you there? I think we lost Scott. Yeah, I think Scott's gone. Anyways, now Scott was with us. Scott's a big Oklahoma fan. He's a big Boomer Sooner guy. And they lost in the round of 32 to Virginia. Virginia looked pretty good. In that opener, they didn't look so good. At least in the first half, they didn't. But looked good in the round of 32. So let's reset everything, everybody. 888-702-5494. And on Twitter, at Billis King, if you do want to check in today. Love to hear from you. You can email me, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Talking a lot of basketball right now from the tournament. And real chalky, very chalky for the Sweet 16. There's no real big upset yet, right? No big defining moment where there was a big upset. Not that I can recall. Of course, Duke somehow miraculously escaped in a game that they should have lost. Yeah, even Vince points this out. Vince's Michigan team's doing good. But there was an alley-oop. And somebody give me the moment. It was about a minute 20 to go. So I'm probably off several seconds. But Central Florida has the ball on a fast break, up four, with about a minute or so to go. I mean, and no reason to have to rush there. And they got all excited, and they tried an alley-oop. And was that the Dawkins kid? Anyways, they missed it. That would have put them up six. That right there could have well done it for UCF over the evil Duke Empire. Right? I could have done it. And, of course, they missed it because it's Duke. The basketball gods are not going to allow this, right? It's Duke. So they go the other way. They score. And, again, UCF still had their chances, but there was a missed free throw by Zion Williamson that UCF couldn't get the rebound on because they had fouled out 7'6" Taco Fall. I mean, the whole thing was so freaking rigged for Duke. It was embarrassing. Anyways, in the borough, what is up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill? How's your weekend?
The only thing missing from that game was Duke stomping on somebody's chest who was laying on the ground.
Oh, I know. They should have. Zion Williams just stomped on Taco Fall's chest. He wouldn't have got kicked out, though. So
they would have called a technical on Taco Fall for that, for being on the ground.
They didn't call a flagrant, too, Bill. He'd been kicked
Correct.
Out.
Correct.
They called a flagrant, too, so he'd been kicked out. But Bill, what were the Tennessee fans' hearts like yesterday when that game went to overtime? 71-71. I'd like to hear some and hear what their hearts were like when Iowa almost came back on them with 25 and Rick Barnes almost blew the tournament there for them yesterday. Of course, Grant Williams saved them, I guess, because Admiral Schofield was on the bench. I heard after the game, I guess he was tired, didn't want to play or whatever his deal was, didn't want to get out there and do anything. Don't know, but that's what I heard. So, but they survived. I'll give them credit. They, you know, they went to overtime and won. So, yeah, you got to give them the credit for that. But a great comeback by Iowa. We just fell a little bit short, and you know, and also Turner did foul that guy. I don't know what his complaint is. I don't know why he's complaining that he didn't foul him. He hit him on the arm. So, you know, who knows? I mean, I don't know about that. But Tennessee's got a lot tougher game with Purdue. Bill, what do you think that's going to be like?
Yeah, I just looked. The Vols are a one-point favorite. You better not be jerking around like you did against Iowa, or you won't win that game.
Yeah, you be They got a 7 foot or two. I think he's 7 foot two or 7 foot three. Because I watched him play a couple times this year. They look pretty good. And Matt Painter's a really good coach. I'm not saying I was not, but Matt Painter's a real good coach. And one guy on CBS when the brackets came out, he picked Purdue to be in the Final Four. He picks to be in the Final Four. But kind of surprised that the SEC's got four in the Sweet 16. You know, LSU survived Maryland and Auburn. They're still shooting three-pointers out there at Kansas. I think they might attempt 50 against North Carolina. Don't know what they're going to do then. But
let me put it this way. If Auburn's not making shots, and I know this sounds simplistic, but they'll get killed because they won't – size-wise, they're not going to be getting rebounds.
I think North Carolina will beat them because I think North Carolina can defend. I think they can defend the 3-point line, and I don't think Auburn's going to hit 12 or 13 threes, whatever they've been hitting the last three or four games. But I watched Kentucky game Saturday, Bill, and a lot of Kentucky fans agree. I'm kind of one of them that Kentucky needs PJ Washington to advance in the tournament. These first two games, I don't guess they really needed him. But they played solid defense on Saturday. I'll give them credit. They shut down Fletcher McGee. You know, he only had 8 points. He went 0 for 12 from the three. So I mean, they shut him down. And I don't know what they shot from the three, but I know that one kid was making them. But they just couldn't quite do enough, and everything. And Bill, I did want to ask you: did you see where the Georgia State coach took the Tulane job?
Yeah. Now I didn't get to read the story. But he wanted an extension or something and got mad at him, right, Ron Hunter?
I think so, yeah. I think there was – I'm not sure what kind of extension he wanted, but I think so, yeah. Because I think when I was reading, I think he's been there, I think 5 or 6 years, and they've been in the tournament 3 times. Of course, they won that one game 1 year his son played for him.
Right.
When I can't remember who they beat now, but they did win the NCAA tournament game one season. And everything, and they won the Sun Belt. They won the regular season, the tournament this year to make the tournament this year, and everything. And also, Bill, I was reading about Holly Warlick, the Lady Vols coach. Her contract is up in 2022. What does Cosby think about the? Is she gonna hang around? Do you think? What do you think?
Well, number one, he's disappointed because he wanted her to run into Connecticut and get beat by 80. So I know he's down about that. And you had Lady Vols quoted over the weekend kind of dogging her. So they got a mess up on their hands there. I don't know what's going to happen, but he wants her gone. I know that.
Oh, I mean, I understand that. I know he does. I know he wants her gone. But I just wonder what he thought about that, because I was reading about they had talked about Tennessee, and they said that her contract's up and she's got 3 more years left on her contract. It's right. 2022. But they were saying too that Tennessee probably could, if they wanted to, that Tennessee could buy her out if they wanted to. I don't know if they will or not, because I don't know if Fulmer's made the decision. But a lot of fans say he should wait till the men's team gets finished playing to make a decision. So I don't know, what he's going to do about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. PR wise, you really do not want to. Yeah. You don't want to get in the way of the men's team. And not that would last very long, because it's not as popular as the men's team. But that's a good point. Protocol would probably say wait.
Yeah, yep, and also,
right.
Bill, there's one final thing I did want to ask you about Bryce Drew. One guy was saying Friday, if Bryce Drew's on thin ice, what about Stephanie White, the women's coach? Is she on thin ice too, or
not to that level? They're not going to do anything with her this year. Now, another really bad year, which they'll probably have. They'll probably need to do something, but not right now. No.
Yeah, I was just curious about that, Bill, but enjoy the tournament. And also wanted to congratulate Lipscomb on their win. They got to go to North Carolina again and play North Carolina State. I don't know when that game is, but I know they got to go down and go visit there this week and play North Carolina State for the right to go to New York City, because a lot of people are throwing Casey Alexander's name around about the Vanderbilt job. I don't know if he's interested, but a lot of people are throwing it around.
Oh, he'd be interested, and you know what? He's a good coach. There's not one chance in a million they're going to talk to him. So
yeah. Thanks a lot, Bill. Have a good one.
Yep. Appreciate the call. I threw it up there on Twitter. SEC fans, are you pulling for North Carolina over Auburn? And most everybody is saying no. I'm shilling for Bruce now. Let's be on the record here. I am openly shilling for Bruce in this game. Now, I know that some Alabama fans can't go with me there. They just can't. Lee says, Bill, I couldn't pull for Auburn if they were playing North Korea. That's a tweet from Lee. And Lee is a Georgia fan, not an Alabama fan. I could see that comment coming from an Alabama fan. A Georgia fan, now I know Georgia and Auburn, it's the oldest football game, but I still don't equate Georgia-Auburn with Alabama-Auburn because it's not the same. Gator1 says, Bill, I'm definitely pulling for Auburn over North Carolina. He says, the only SEC team that I'm pulling against is Tennessee. He says, because of the fan base. Yeah, Florida and Tennessee both think that the other fan base is the most irritating, obnoxious, jerkiest ever. That's been a thing since Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier, you know, you always like to go back and point out when something got started. Spurrier against the Vols in football is what got that started. There's also, now I'll say this, Kentucky and Tennessee fans, and right now it's basketball, they think that the other fan base is also the most obnoxious and irritating and idiotic, whatever term you want to use. They think that about each other. They cannot stand the other side there. They just can't. Yeah, and that's, I know it's in football, but I think it's maybe a little bit more of a thing in basketball. That's debatable, though. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Call that number anytime for any of your needs. 615-293-0722. Termites, quarterly spray jobs, whatever it is you need. You're going to like the pricing. Oh, gosh, you're going to like the pricing. And you're going to love the customer relations. And you're going to love the job that's done. 615-293-0722. Southeastern Termite and Pest. Okay, let's get the break here. Just getting started, hour number two, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crashes with injuries in Hermitage at Briley northbound and Corporate Drive and on Dickerson Pike north of Cedar Hill Park. 24 West is slow near Whitsitt toward 440, and 40 West is slow across the entire eastern split, especially with a wreck at Spence Lane. Nashville House Concerts showcases rising artists. April 4th includes Glenn Campbell's daughter, Ashley Campbell, Matthew Perryman Jones, Bobby Bones, Lauren Jenkins, and more. Tickets at WMA Rock. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
GEICO is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could, and look, they're doing everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giants shooting fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, GEICO is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are over 5,000 songs on the radio that talk about home. But without realtors, there's a chance there wouldn't be any songs about home. Or coming home. Or take me home. Or sweet home. Or who says you can't go home. Luckily, there are over 1.3 million realtors who dedicate their lives to finding you the perfect place to sing home about. So count on members of the National Association of Realtors, one of the most trusted organizations since 1908. That's who we are.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For March, try any delicious wrap with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink for only $8.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
I'm Eric Opron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. Let me go back through these spreads for the Sweet 16. Purdue versus regular season Rick. Vols favored by one right now. Oregon and Virginia. 7.5 for the Wahoos. Florida State and the Zags. Gonzaga -7. Michigan -2 versus the team formerly coached by Cliff Kingsbury, except it was a different sport, football. -2, Michigan. LSU, Michigan State, LSU +5.5. I'm pulling for LSU. Duke, Virginia Tech -7.5. I'm pulling for Buzz Williams. Kentucky, Houston -2.5. Go Cats. North Carolina, Auburn -5 for North Carolina. There is a tweet here. Says, Bill, for that Auburn-North Carolina game, what's going to be the over-under? He says, points aplenty. This is Denning, who tweeted. I just looked. The over-under is 162.5. So they're setting up for in the 80s. That's going to be a fun game. If Auburn is making shots, they got a prayer. Now, again, I know what you're saying. Bill, isn't the whole point? You got to make shots. Well, no. Not yes and no. Making shots doesn't mean you got to make every shot or whatever. But if Auburn can't start the game like 1-for-10. And they're streaky. Auburn is streaky. Now, when they're on, oh, my God, they're fun. But if they're not on, this thing could get ugly. Because two things. Obviously, you got to make shots. But the other thing is, you're not getting offensive rebounds in this game. Not against North Carolina. You got a length disadvantage here. As much as I hate to say it. On the phone would be regular season Rick's best buddy, the Cosby Cataman.
Crank up the Osborne brothers, Monsieur King, because regular season Rick and even old Bruce Pearl on the way to the Sweet 16.
When they gave up a 25-point lead, I was so waiting for your call.
Hey, I bet that. Yeah, but you were saying regular season Rick every time you went to the Wizard, weren't you?
That's right.
I've been reading all the – I just read Rex Road and all that. Would have been a tie for the biggest blown NCAA tournament lead ever, 25 points.
Is that right?
But it didn't happen and Rick got the bottle of water bath.
What were you thinking at the moment?
Well, let's cover the story. I'm going to just whack this tree a little differently.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, I was looking for you over at the yard sale Saturday morning over in Brentwood.
Which one?
The one over on Radnor Lake. they had 60% off on a Mercedes. There were some Cartier pearls. Some pretty good Gucci loafers over there. The upholstery looked pretty good. Couch looked pretty good. I was looking for you. Bryce Drew apparently is having a yard sale. I thought you might be there.
I was going to tell you there's some property for sale on Radnor Lake, but you beat me to it.
Hey, if you're the new boy wandering the country music scene, this is the time to buy a house on Radnor Lake, isn't it? If you're the new cardboard cowboy singing about going down to Destin,
right.
I've heard it's half off over there on Radnor Lake right now. Were you surprised by that, Bill?
Yes.
A lot of people were caught off guard on that.
I had a couple of Vandy insiders like Coach Marshall and Joe and others, say Bill and Clay, that said Bill is going to happen. I didn't believe them. I was surprised. Yes.
Well, you know, the Garland thing totally changed that season, but you have to wonder, what are you paying $2.7
Correct.
Million for if the guy can't win a conference game?
Correct. That hurt. Now, I don't know how you end up in a total free fall, and you got to remember now, the last team that went 0 for the league was Georgia Tech in like 1953.
Yeah. And, you know, basketball is a crazy sport. One guy can change the season very drastically, to be fair about it, but that's the way it goes. What's the word on a replacement? You hear anything yet?
Oh, I mean, there's speculation. Now, Joe called in earlier, and he said maybe Johnny Dawkins, who all but did everything but beat Duke yesterday. So.
Yeah, well, didn't he flame out somewhere else, though, already?
He flamed out somewhere. Where was he? It was somewhere out west, wasn't it?
Yeah, we could Wikipedia. One of the bean counters will get it.
Yeah.
I think it might have been up there in the northeast somewhere. I thought they might have had him set up in the Ivy League or something.
Yeah, might have been.
Well, you know, Bill, usually in the Sweet 16, there's some no-name that gets parlays that into a big job like Bruce did at Wisconsin-Milwaukee. But I was just looking at the bracket. It's a chalk bracket, isn't it?
Say that again about the bracket.
It's the favorites. It's a bunch of favorites. It's
correct.
One through four seeds in the Sweet 16, isn't it? Do we
correct.
We have 1-5 seed in, I think.
Very chalky. Correct.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill, I hate to give Peabody any advice, but I like the guy, and I think he's after riding those motor scooters down there in Destin, speaking of Destin, I'd like to recommend Steve Forbes over at ETSU for the Peabody job. And I'd like to see him take a look at Rick Bird, too. You think I'd give Rick Bird a call?
No. Vandy's too snobby. No.
He's got too much orange in his blood.
Well, I don't know about that, but they're not going to go hire some cross-town guy, even though he's a Hall of Famer and he's better than anything they've got by far.
Hell, he just made a tournament.
He just got an at-large bid in a league that gets to at-large.
A large bid out of OVC hadn't happened since, what, 1987?
Correct. And that was your favorite team, MTS, who? They got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bill. Let's move on here. I got some Tennessee stuff I want to use real quick.
Okay.
Did you see Holly's player throwing her under the bus?
Now, those are current players, right?
What? Yeah. That girl's a sophomore on the team. That's not disgruntled former players. You can get on Tennessee or something. They got the video of the girl doing it. That girl threw her right under the bus.
Now, what did she say? I didn't see it.
I've never seen anything like it, Bill. I mean, I know Juwan Jennings went off on Butch, you know, on that deal. You know, these Twitter morons, you know, things just get crazier and crazier.
Right.
And, you know, frustration after a ball game. But they put a smartphone in the girl's nose, and she pretty much said, got to make changes to the coaching staff after the season. Bill, I don't know if I'd renew that girl's scholarship. You got to have some line somewhere. Are we in the world where you got players calling for the coach to be fired? I mean, I know it happens in pro sports and the NBA, and LeBron James is a coach killer.
Right.
Are we to the point now where we got 19-year-old girls calling for women's basketball coaches to be fired? Is that where society's come to?
Apparently so.
Well.
So you're taking up for Holly here.
If I'm former Bill, I'm going down there to Cascade Holler, down there to George Dickel Distillery, and I'm getting me some fresh wood.
and making another charcoal pile and bringing Holly back and let that barn keep burning some more. I don't think it's burned all the way to the ground yet. If you're a former, the out is say, hell, boy, she made the tournament. I can't fire a coach that made the tournament.
Probably.
There's former's out right there. You know he doesn't want to fire her and spend all the money unless they want to bring Gino in. I doubt he wants to do that. So just say, you know, Holly's one of us. She made the tournament. We'll keep on trucking. Young team. That's a side door for former, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Well,
last thing for you, Bill.
They don't want to interrupt the men's run here either. Seriously.
I tell you what, this thing's leaking more than one of those barges, one of Mark England's barges down there in front of LP Fields. How long were they in the Sweet 16, Bill? I mean, if Iowa didn't just completely crap the bed in the first half, they'd have won that game by 10 points.
Yeah, they got overwhelmed, man.
One last thing for you, Bill. You probably have seen this, but I have to feel bad for the little dude over at Wofford, the sharpshooter that didn't, what was the 0-for-10 versus Kentucky?
Right.
But
right.
You got to feel sorry for a dude like that. Probably best shooter in the whole tournament, 0-for-10. That guy lived with that his whole life.
Well, then he's probably not used to being defended like that either now.
Yeah. I thought Weber was on the Tennessee call, Bill. Remember Weber in that timeout against Roy?
I do.
Over in Buzz Country, that's a pretty popular play over in Buzz Country across the county line and the state line, too. Hang in there, Holly. Hang in there.
See ya. Yeah, I figured Cosby would get a shot in there about Radnor Lake. 50% off, everybody, right now on Radnor Lake. In case you're wondering. He said you can get a Mercedes for about 50% off, some jewelry for about 50% off, maybe a house on the lake for about 50% off. It's all good. Oh, man. You imagine that call right there. That call we just finished. If regular season Rick would have not only given up the 25-point lead, but lost the game. Can you imagine that? Oh, man. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in like so many people have already today on Twitter at Bella's King. Let's get the bottom of the hour here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crashes with injuries in Hermitage at Briley northbound and Corporate Drive and on Dickerson Pike north of Cedar Hill Park. 24 West is slow near Whitsitt toward 440 and 40 West is slow across the entire eastern split, especially with a wreck at Spence Lane. Nashville House Concerts showcases rising artists. April 4th includes Glenn Campbell's daughter Ashley Campbell, Matthew Perryman Jones, Bobby Bones, Lauren Jenkins, and more. Tickets at WMARocks.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Geico is a proud partner for all of the alley-oop slamming fast break breaking above the rim dwelling. I can't believe what my eyes are seeing. Look, my study physics and now all those laws I'm breaking. Last second 3-point draining, heartbeat I'm palpitating, more like Papa Quake and no look, no way, passing plays of the game. In other words, Geico is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our champs!
The New England Patriots are world champions. Relive all the thrilling moments in the Super Bowl 53 Champions commemorative film.
They can't stop us! They cannot stop us!
Brady lobs a throw for Gronkowski, left side, makes the catch!
This is as good as it gets right here. Streamers coming down.
Super Bowl 53 Champions. Own it now on Blu-ray Combo Pack or DVD at NFL Shop.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guarantee. need or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Bi-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Well, this morning, a cloudy sky, clouds and showers today, the high 64. Stray shower this evening, clearing later tonight, low 38. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunny Wednesday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. So four SEC teams in. Yeah, four in. Auburn, LSU, Tennessee, Kentucky. Auburn, North Carolina. How many people are pulling for Auburn because it's the league? Because North Carolina is easily hateable, right? Tide Man says this to me. Says, Bill, remember, pulling for the barn, Auburn, because they are in the SEC, Bill, is like pulling for the devil because he is in the Bible. Hashtag Roll Tide. That is an interesting way to put it. Jason checking in today. What's up? Hello?
Good morning, Bill.
Gotcha, sir. Hawkeye Jason, what's up, sir?
Yeah, I'm sure that Tabs is rooting for Sparty, isn't she?
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're going to get to that, yes, but I doubt the maize and blue. Matter of fact, they had. Did you? I don't know if you're watching, but during the Michigan State game, or during the Michigan game, sorry, they showed a bunch of Sparty fans sitting there, and they were quiet because it was not going the way they wanted it to go.
Yep, exactly. Back to the Iowa-Tennessee game. As an Iowa fan, I was worried about the first half because Iowa had to kind of come back to win against Cincinnati. A lot of times when you see a team that has to come back and win, usually the second game they're kind of flat. Tennessee looked like they were just kind of going through the motions against Colgate, and you figured they're going to be fired up in the first half. So we did get that. What I didn't see was that amount of comeback coming back. And you're absolutely correct, Bill. As an Iowa fan, I don't know if I would have been more excited to see Iowa win or to hear that Cosby Cattleman call. I mean, I'm kind of caught at a 50-50 right there on that.
All right, you're a Big Ten guy. You know the league. What's the Purdue-Tennessee matchup like?
Here's the thing about Purdue that a lot of people do not know on a nationwide level. Matt Painter is an outstanding coach. If you look at Purdue, Purdue basically had none of their starters coming back this year. And it's not like Purdue is rolling in a second line like a Kentucky. You know, I can play just as good as the first line. Purdue has a better guard play. I think that Edwards fellow, very good guard. They got really good play inside as well. And I thought Chris Webber did a very good job broadcasting. He kept saying with Iowa, he said, Iowa, you came back because you went inside because you have a good inside presence. And then you, at times when you can, you kick it back to the outside for the open guard to shoot. So Iowa went away from that the last 2 minutes, and I think that hurt them. Purdue can play that game, but even better than Iowa.
Wow. Yeah, I was looking. Tennessee's a one-point favorite right now. That's as of this morning.
Yeah, I honestly thought it would be like a Purdue minus two to open, to be honest.
Right, right. Well, I don't know what it opened. It might have, but I know what I saw this morning. I don't know when the lines hit.
Yeah,
first, so.
Yeah. Well, like I said, for Iowa, all five of those starters should be back next year. So, I mean, that's going to be motivation right there to do better next season. You know, you know, giving up a 25-point lead, coming back, and then just falling short. I mean, that's going to be a lot of motivation for them next year. But, you know, like I said, the tournament this year overall, it's been just kind of flat to me. Like I said, there hasn't really been any big upset. There's really not going to be any more upsets going forward. You know, I guess if Oregon beats Gonzaga, you know, but that doesn't really feel like a huge upset.
Right.
So.
No,
but
you're
right about the VCU Duke thing. That just, boy, they would have thrown that down to go up by six with a minute to go. That thing would have been over. It was just like you said. It was like a five play parlay in that last minute by Rob. Like all five of those things had to hit, and they did.
Kind of. All right, Jason.
Have a good one, Bill.
Yes, sir. Bye. You too. Jeff, too. Checking in this morning on Twitter, says, interesting trend, Bill. Wofford is the fourth team Kentucky has defeated who went into the tournament with a 20-plus game winning streak. Previous three times, 58, 75, and 14. Cats made it to the title game. Cats won it in 58, lost in 75, and in 14. Yeah, the 75 team is the one that ran into John Wooden when he announced his retirement. People to this day think that Kentucky probably lost that game due to the motivation that UCLA had when Wooden announced his retirement. Somebody remind me, Wooden announced his retirement. Now, you got to remember back then, he didn't announce his retirement like preseason, like this is going to be my last year. No, I think he did like a couple of weeks before the tournament or something. It was late in the season when he announced he was retiring. And I don't know if he did it as motivation or not. Maybe it was just the timing where he decided, hey, I'm retiring. But there was thinking that Kentucky could have very well won that game. But the motivation was there for UCLA. That was in 75. Yep, that was in 75. I remember as a kid watching that. Yeah, I remember watching that. Football guru says, you realize Cosby borrowed that phrase from himself, right? Was originally regular season Rick for Mark Richt. I don't remember that. I mean, I'm sure somebody else has used that phrase. Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised about that. All the years we talked about Mark Richt, I personally never heard that. Doesn't mean it wasn't used, but. Yeah, Dawkins coached at Stanford. I knew it was somewhere. I knew it wasn't Cal. Stanford. Johnny Dawkins. And Jeff, too, pulls that up as well. He pulled it up on, is that Wiki? Yeah, he pulled it up on Wiki. That's right. Trevin said, Bill, I'm a Georgia fan, and I've never understood the SEC thing. I only care if one team wins or not. That would be his Dogs. I'm just saying. Be the Dogs. Lisa says, Bill, War Eagle. Actually, I'm going to add to it, War Damn Eagle, even though she did not say War Damn Eagle. She just said War Eagle, so I added to it. I spiced it up a little bit for her. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, shouldn't Vanderbilt fire up the Tesla, drive up to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and bring in Stans as their next coach, Rick Stansberry? Oh, I'm good with that. They're not going to do that, but I'm good with it. Yeah, if Vanderbilt did that, you'd be listening to the number one Vanderbilt basketball insider in America, me. I've got a direct route to the hotline at any point. I'm so close with Stans that he could be in a morning meeting. okay, with the staff. A very serious, here are the plans for today, everybody, meeting. I could call and interrupt that meeting and be allowed in. That's how strong I am there. But they're not going to do that. No, they're not going to call my boy Stans. Stans is too rough around the edges for them. You know, Stallings is kind of rough around the edges, but Stallings was more of a, obviously Stallings was a very explosive kind of guy at times, but he was also a real stickler, right? I mean, Stallings was by the book. Let's put it that way. My boy Stans is going to go out and recruit some folks that Vandy would not like. So, good idea, though. Jeff 2 says, and I knew it was something like this. I did not know exactly when. Wooden announced his retirement March 29th at the Final Four. I didn't know it was that late in the tournament. Wow. Yeah, to this day, the thinking is that cost the Kentucky Wildcats. Joe B. Hull, another natty. Wooden's late night announcement, March 29th, 1975, during the Final Four in San Diego. Stunned people. Minutes after UCLA beat Louisville 75-74 in overtime. Wooden explained without fanfare that he would retire 48 hours after that. Can you imagine that? And you got to take yourself back, and I know we need the break. John Wooden, during that period of time, was winning natties like Nick Saban, except more. He won every national championship between 67 and 73. 74, NC State won it. 75, he won it again. Think about that run he was on. Ridiculous. And 75, he went out on top by beating Kentucky in that game. Yeah, let's get the break. One more here in hour number two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crashes with injuries on Dickerson Pike near Cedar Hill Park and in Hermitage at Briley North and Corporate Drive. I-24 seeing collisions between Briley and the 440 Parkway, as well as between White's Creek and Old Hickory Boulevard. Come celebrate with Furniture Wholesale Plus at their new location, 4404 Lebanon Pike. April 1st, 5-star service with 5-star savings. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-723-2233. That's 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Hey folks, Jake Wild, production director here at Nashville Sports Radio. The 2019 Cougar Classic is teeing off on Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course, and there are still some spots available. The annual Cougar Classic helps raise money for the Good Pasture Alumni Association to help with tuition assistance for students who have lost a parent. Head over to WNSR.com and register your team or sign up as a sponsor. The 2019 Cougar Classic, Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course from Nashville Sports Radio. Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Go see about refreshing these numbers here. Wow, we've got a couple of minutes before the top. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Villas King. Yeah, Tennessee started, I believe, as a 1-point favorite, and it's still in that position. -1 for the Vols against Purdue. Virginia -8 over the Ducks. Knowles favored. No. Knowles getting 6.5. Correction there. Knowles +6.5 against Gonzaga. Texas Tech, Michigan, Maize and Blue -2. -2, Maize and Blue. LSU, Michigan State, Sparty by 6. Yeah, Michigan State favored by 6. Virginia Tech, Duke, -7.5. Duke, -7.5. Kentucky and Houston, -2 for the Cats. And I do not know the availability. Do we know the availability of P.J. Washington? That's a big question there. You're not going to be able to keep winning. You may be able to win one more, and that's iffy. You will not beat North Carolina if you're not full strength. Auburn and North Carolina, heels favored by 5. Now, I make the assumption that the heels are going to beat Auburn, and I hate that assumption because I am pulling for the barn. That's right. I'm pulling for Auburn. I'm pulling for Bruce. Don't misunderstand me. I'm pulling for Bruce, but I don't think they'll win. Number one, you got to beat a team that's got better personnel. Number two, you got to beat the refs. And how in the hell is John Higgins on a North Carolina game after what he did to Kentucky a couple of years ago? Somebody answer me that. Chris says, Bill, the feeling is mutual. I wouldn't pull for Bama if they played against the devil. Yeah, that's in response to a tweet that says, pulling for Auburn would be like, for example, saying you pull for the devil because he's actually in the Bible, right? He's mentioned in the Bible, so you're obligated to pull for the devil. Chris reverses it, says the feeling's mutual. I am not pulling for Bama if it's versus the devil. I would think Vandy fans aren't pulling for Tennessee because it's the league, air quotes, right? Coach O's Hummer. That is a Twitter name. Coach O's Hummer says, Bill, LSU fan here, F the SEC. I'm glad we're still to a point in radio, at least in our world, right, where you can say the first letter, but you don't have to say the word, and it's okay. Coach O's Hummer made things very clear there. Marty says, that's a hard one about pulling for a team in the league, but it's not football. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Hour three is coming up, and we've got a lot to review. Yeah, it's basketball-centric right now. It has to be. We've got March Madness. This won't last forever. We give you, I'd say, if we count every day of the year that we're on the air, which is every day, except Saturday and Sunday, hey, you get about 99.9% football. It's just this one brief little stretch here. 888-702-5494 for next hour. Omni.